for joining us with that. Now we're going to go to the States, where people are just waking up to what the forecasters had warned would be one of the worst snowstorms ever to hit the East Coast.
We're expecting to see blizzard conditions with those driving winds and heavy snow. So millions of people impacted as we head through the next 3 days. This will be a 3-day event.
Continuing coverage of the monster storm that's making its way up the East Coast. About 50 million people in the path. Governors and local leaders in several states have already told people get off the roads, go home and stay home.
Go home and stay home. And as a precaution, New York Mayor Bill de Blasio basically ordered the city shut down and repeated the warning about the extreme forecast.
This literally could be one of the top two or three largest storms in the history of this city, and we need to plan accordingly. So my message to all New Yorkers is prepare for something worse than we have seen before. Prepare for the worst, and we will all be able to get through this together.
That was New York Mayor Bill de Blasio. John McDonough, who's a cab driver in New York City, is on the line. John, it turns out it wasn't as bad as forecast.
Well, it wasn't that bad at all. I mean, Mayor de Blasio literally shut down the city of New York for 6 inches of snow. He folded up the tent. In our history, we've never done anything like this, and it was just so ridiculous that he wanted us to prepare for 3 feet of snow, but never saying that we'll be prepared to battle that. And he set New York into a panic. I mean, people were out buying all sorts of food, like we wouldn't get out of the house until March. And people were out panic buying, going for gas. And then you wake up this morning and there's 6 inches of snow.
And for you as a cab driver, I mean, even the subway was closed down, which in New York hardly ever happens. I've seen all kinds of pictures online of, you know, empty New York streets.
Yes, I mean, everybody was off the streets by 11 o'clock last night. They put out some sort of an emergency that no one was to be on the road except emergency vehicles. So everybody was in. So the amount of business that was lost, Broadway was closed, everything was shut down. It was definitely a political overreach on de Blasio, who was trying to cover his back in case the 3 feet of snow did come. But he should have reassured New Yorkers that we could be prepared for a foot or two of snow and keep business going, maybe run the subways on a very limited basis that people could get in and out of the city. So now we're just starting to do that. I mean, it's so ridiculous. Last night there was a picture of the naked cowboy in Times Square playing. Now, if the naked cowboy in Times Square can play, surely to God the subways could have ran.
Okay, there's an image and a half for lunchtime. I presume, though, in fairness to Bill de Blasio, who certainly seems to be putting his foot in it more often than not these days, the city authorities really wanted to be on the safe side. You know, when you look at the devastation of Hurricane Sandy just a couple of years ago.
Yeah, but you can be on the safe sides by just keeping the main thoroughfares open, particularly in Manhattan, say 1st and 2nd Avenue, that the buses can keep up and down. What de Blasio did, he went out and said, listen, we're shutting down everything. We're shutting down the courts, we're shutting down the schools, we're shutting down the subways. I mean, he shut down everything, not saying that, listen, we're going to try and keep, no matter how bad this storm is, we're going to try to keep some of the city open. He went completely crazy and just said, no, we're going to shut down everything, which was ridiculous.
That'll give you something to talk to your customers about all day, giving out about the bad weather. But even though it may not be as bad as you expected in New York, I mean, we've had a message from Hugh McParland. In Massachusetts, they've 22 inches and it's still snowing.
Yeah, and the coverage here was a bit ridiculous. They had TV people that were in the city, and when the snow wasn't here, they went out to Nassau County. And when it wasn't there, they went out to Suffolk County looking for the snow. I was expecting the next television coverage was going to be from Galway, saying now off the coast, here we have snow in Galway. I mean, they were trying to follow the storm to justify it, but there was nothing to justify shutting down the whole city of New York for 6 inches of snow.
All right. Well, a pleasure to talk to you again. John McDonough there, cab driver from New York, talking to us about the city that never sleeps, waking up to silence, but not as much snow.